You
Yowza. What do they have in store for us before this year ends? Holy cow. I can't believe the guy from the Today Show took the hit. Evidently, he was creepy beyond belief. He had a button underneath his desk where he could lock the door without getting up so that he could trap people, people being women. Wow, just creepy. And then, of course, we had Mr. Flynn today pleading guilty to lying to the FBI, which was the lesser of all the charges they had against him. The lesser. Yeah, it's a plea deal he got. A plea deal that if you watch the crime shows, you have to give up two people of the same stature as yourself in order to get the plea deal. And Manafort, you know, he's a crook, was a crook, always will be a crook. The interesting thing to me, though, is that Obama warned. He warned Trump. I would rethink putting Flynn in any kind of position of power. We're looking to get rid of him. And, of course, because Trump is a genius, wouldn't take Obama's counsel on getting rid of him. And he lasted, what, 9 days, 10 days into the administration before he was asked to see and find the door and don't let it hit you on the way out? It is going to be a really interesting next few weeks as this winds to a close. But it'll get even weirder next year. Oh, my Lord. This is just, the Chinese it's like an insult, sort of. May you be born in interesting times. And that is exactly what we've got going here. Interesting times. So just grab a blender and pull up a chair, because the Freak Parade is going to be going on all this month. Pigging out, porking out, freaking out. Enjoy this holiday season, because you and your friends and your family are the only things that are going to be going, oh, what a wonderful world it is. We're going to see a lot of misery paraded and doing perp walks on our TVs. So we got another weekend here. It's looking us right in the eye, and we should get to it, because this year is almost over. We got to suck the fun out of the marrow of the bones, so to speak. Because you've gotta. We out.